Hi, this is Dennis from FiveStarDad.com. Today I'm going to do a podcast on 8 ways to encourage individuality in your children. Every child is unique. Many children are also very self-conscious and unsure of themselves. This can stifle individually before it even a chance to develop. There is a lot that parents and teachers can do to encourage a child to be comfortable and aware of their individuality. So I got 3 kids, and I try to instill individuality into each one of them. So here's 8 ways. And way number 1 is ask for your child opinion and use it. Kids become more confident when they know their opinion matters. Ask your child if the family should have pizza or hamburger for dinner tonight, or if you should go to Colorado or Florida for vacation, or if you should plant daisies or tulips in the flower beds. When your children see that their opinion matters, their willingness to express their individuality will grow. Number 2, be highly supportive of your children's interest. When it's dancing or drawing, basketball, show them that those activities because they're important to your child. Once again, you're teaching them that their opinion is important. Help your child be great at what interests them. This might mean helping them join a team, taking a class, getting them a tutor or coach. They'll love you for it and love themselves more too. Number 3. Number 3 is make a list of your child or children's strengths and preferences. Find ways to help your child leverage those things. Combine your child's strengths and preferences is a great way to ensure success, build confidence, and foster individuality. Number 4, accept your child for what they are. Give up whatever vision you might have of the perfect child. You're not programming a robot, are you? You're raising a unique human being. Encourage your children's uniqueness, and leave your own preference at the door. You can change yourself all you like if you want a project. Number 5, give a lot of freedom when allowing your child to select clothes. Clothing selection is harmless way for your child to express themselves. Meet the school dress code? Oh no. But other than that, get out of their way. If your child wants to wear mismatched socks or a shirt, one color, and pants completely a different color, just be like, hey, that's awesome. Number 6, encourage your child to be assertive. An assertive child is too much more likely to express their individuality freely. Help your child to be more assertive and share their opinions and preferences openly. Encourage your child to speak up and give their opinion. Teach your child not to allow themselves to be mistreated. Every child should respect themselves and appreciate their own value. You can help make it so. Number 7, avoid making comparisons. If you have more than one children like I do, one way to damage your child's individuality is to make comparisons between their siblings. Comparisons don't bring positive results. So that's a no-no. What one child or isn't doing has nothing to do with your child. Comparisons are for buying cars or a new lawnmower, but not your children's individuality. Number 8, and that's the final one. Show your own individuality too. Your child knows. If you're holding back, they're always watching you. Be brave and show the world who you really are. Your child is likely to follow your example. It's an opportunity for you both to grow together. Everyone struggles to feel comfortable enough to be 100% authentic. including adults. The best time to begin creating discomfort is in childhood. Help your child to show their unique nature to the world. Without parents' help, most children fail to develop the courage and comfort to be themselves. There's much more you can do to help your child develop fully. And that's the 8 ways to encourage individuality in your kids. I hope that was informative to all of you. And thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Oh, by the way, if you're interested in learning more about the community that I'm building for other dads, check out 5stardad.com. I think you will definitely get a lot more of things how to help you grow your children and influence your children is within that community. Thank you.